What do people do when they hit major milestones at work? It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
They get like a certificate, maybe.
Recently, we celebrated a big milestone on this show. 1,900 shocks with the dog shock collar.
Dang.
My mom actually texted in.
She did?
She's concerned for our health and safety.
That was gone like years ago.
Yeah, we've given up.
But we do that every morning when someone gets a question wrong for the shock collar question of the day, which, by the way, is coming up in just a minute here. But ever since our 1,900th, our listeners have all been texting in wondering, how are we going to celebrate when we reach 2,000 shocks?
Yeah.
What do we do?
Man, that's going to happen this year, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. We're really close.
How many days in a year?
I don't know. Yeah. But then it's work days.
I know, don't ask me to
I thought
do
about
math.
Doing the math, but...
Maybe it'll happen on Christmas.
Yeah. Too much wearing the dog shock collar. I can't figure it out anymore.
So I Googled things people do to celebrate when they hit milestones. Good for our situation, but I'll just go through some of their ideas. One is... whoever gets the shock collar that morning gets an automatic paid day off.
Ooh.
Yeah, I love
that's,
it.
I'm in. Let's do that.
Good. Another idea, whoever gets the shock collar gets custom swag from the radio station.
They already tried to give us swag.
Know, I don't want it.
No?
I'm good.
I've worked for radio stations for too long.
You don't need another radio keychain?
I have 30 hoodies from here.
I do not need one more free t-shirt.
Yeah.
Or we could do a retrospective video. With a montage of all 2,000 shocks.
No, and some like motivational quotes on it that you can find in some sort of office presentation.
My favorite one, whoever gets the shock collar gets a bottle of champagne.
Ooh, just now we're talking.
That you have to chug on the spot.
Yeah, imagine popping the cork off while getting shocked. Bubbly spraying everywhere in the studio. Management will love that.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Are
nothing
you
like electronics and champagne.
I think it's a good idea. But text in to 78592. Tell us how we should celebrate when we finally reach 2,000 shocks. We're not quite there yet, but let's inch a little bit closer.
Oh, do we have to?
We do, because it's time for the shock collar question of the day. We've got a bucket full of names. We're going to draw a name out to figure out who puts on the shock collar. That person gets asked a question. If you get it wrong, you get punished by being shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us what song you want to hear us sing today. Brooke is drawing a name out because she had the shock collar last. Who'd you get, Brooke?
Jeff Butterbuns DeBo.
Hey,
oh.
Dude, Butterbuns, I like that.
You're wondering how I knew your nickname, huh?
Yeah, well, it's actually Margarine Buns, but that's okay.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to put on the shock collar, and while I do that, Digital Jake, please read me the shock collar question of the day.
After the bombings of Pearl Harbor in 1941, a major publication decided that people needed a distraction and a way to occupy themselves from the bad news. So, they created and distributed something that millions of people still enjoy to this day. What is it?
Whoa.
Pearl Harbor, that happened in the 40s, 1941.
My first thought for you, but I think they've been around longer than this, would be comic strips.
Yeah.
Like the comic books.
Like, I thought you meant like comic strips like in the New York Times.
Yeah. That's what I meant first.
I like that because when people are reading the news, the horrible news of the war, they can actually turn the page and read a funny comic. Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Off that same idea, what if it was crossword puzzles?
Ooh. Oh,
like something that just distracts you, makes you think so hard about something else.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
That's good.
That is
crossword
really good.
Puzzles.
Just thinking
I'm just
newspaper.
Write that down.
Yeah, because newspaper was the main form of communication at the time.
What if something like Time Magazine? What if instead of like publishing really depressing articles about what was going on, what if they wanted to give people a distraction and start doing like celebrity gossip?
Oh.
So they created like People Magazine, like no. Sad news stories in there. Well,
yeah, but if I
shouldn't
remember,
say no sad news stories. Yeah. It's a different kind of sad news.
I just feel like celebrity gossip, though, has been around longer than that.
Really?
Yeah, in newspapers.
Let's get the question one more time.
In the aftermath of Pearl Harbor, a major publication designed it and distributed something to help people focus their minds on something else besides the conflict. And although they didn't invent it, they were the first to distribute it nationally. Now millions enjoy it. What is it?
Distribute it nationally.
I don't read, but if I was to, it would be a Cosmo magazine. So I was going with the celebrity type of stuff. But
well, hold on, she's
My friends that are smart do like Sudoku.
Sudoku?
Yeah.
Sudoku, however you say it.
And remember, he said that it wasn't invented. So if it was Sudoku, you know, like they didn't invent it, but they were the first to probably produce it around the country.
What about a word search? I always love word searches. No? Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Oh, what about like in those Highlights magazine where you have to guess what's different in the pictures?
Wow.
So excited.
I love those.
You really perked up when you started talking about that. Do you still read Highlights magazine?
They're so fun.
Yeah?
Yeah,
so
my
you do.
Kids get them.
Super fun.
Your kids get them, but you steal them and you do them in your room.
They're not very good at finding the bat.
Yeah.
The bat and the pencil, very tricky.
Stupid 3-year-old. Yeah. Let me take care of this.
Man, I think the most logical answer would be putting the crossword puzzles into the newspaper. That's my final answer.
Makes sense, bro. Right.
In order to distract people from the ongoing international military conflict, the New York Times decided to take something that had become popular in the early 1920s and created a national version to distribute in their paper every day of the week. Now, millions of people from around the world put their minds to the test every day to see if they can finish the New York Times crossword puzzle.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brooke.
Dude, I already have comic strips. Great job.
All right. Well, we got that one right. So that means Digital Jake has to sing Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Marvin Gaye.
Dude, I love Digital Jake's voice. Has anybody ever...
Me
too. Do you want to keep wearing the shot collar and I can just sing?
Oh, you know what?
Oh, yeah. You still Jeff hasn't taken off.
The sanctity of the shot collar is too important.
You shouldn't have said that. Imagine
it's too important.
Shocking himself.
I have too much respect for the game.
Shock him? Oh, that would have been so good.
It would have been good.
Embarrassing.
Like, sucker.
Whenever you're ready, Jake.
Because, baby, there ain't no mountain high enough.
Yeah.
Getting to you, baby.
You sang right through that show.
I have too much love for the game, bro.
It's called
The Road to 2000.
That's your shot caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.